All right. My call. Get in a circle.
The truth game.
And you? You're first.
My name is Donal. That's the truth.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
If you say so.
I am 24.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Is that a fact?
Jimmy.
Come on, Jimmy.
I have a brother and two sisters.
That's the truth.
That's a lie.
Well,
he doesn't have a brother.
Get back in the circle.
You could be my brother, Jimmy. We could be brothers.
Come on, Dan.
Right. In 1882, my family escaped from Kiev.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
That is the truth.
Bound for America.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Oh, that's the truth.
Saw the light in Liverpool.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Oh, that is the truth.
The center of the universe.
Dan.
I love you.
Come on, Al. I don't think we're needed here.
I have to go home. My real home.
Don't go.
You have your own road, Dan.
Didn't you ever love me?
I do. It just isn't the romantic love you need.
I've nothing to offer anyone else.
Of course you have. Look what you've started here.
Oh, it's shit. It's all shit.
Don't. Don't you dare. The reason it's not shit is because you made sure it was built by many hands.
We've been building on sand, Rebecca. It'll sink without trace.
It's not a building. We're alive in those kids' heads. They have experiences. Memories they can look back on all their lives. They'll look back and think, I want that for my kids. I want a different future. Not the one given to us. One we can make ourselves. Do you think without the art centre, Marty would have ever written that play, or Mrs. Henderson would have got the photography club set up? It only takes one or two to lead the change, creating a hunger for a better life. This is the longer road, love. The one without guns.
Oh, I don't know anymore.
You're in a dangerous place, Dan. You need to get away.
Oh.
Come here.
It'll die then. That's a pity.
Dan. You know, you asked me what if I got pregnant. Well, what if, Dan? Theoretically, how would you feel?
Oh, I don't know, Rebecca. I have so much to do before I can think about that. I can't imagine how I'd cope. Why?
Let's sort your stuff out. You can be home for your dinner. Dan, we're going to have a baby.
Crazy, man. Oh, how does that work?
A baby, Dan. You'll be a dad.
Dan, a dad?
You have to learn to look after it.
Daddy, dad.
Here, practice on this.
No. Kittens climb curtains. That's no good. Let's play another game, Rebecca. Just don't mention babies.
Rebecca. Rebecca, hon, wake up.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I lied to Dan. Where is he? I told him the truth will set you free, but I lied.
About what?
What a hypocrite. Advising everyone how to do the right thing. I'm a complete liar.
What's the matter?
I'm pregnant.
Oh. Right.
How do I tell him?
Well, maybe now's not the time for decisions. You might do or say something you don't mean.
But we may never meet again.
If you want my opinion, just say goodbye for now. Write to him when you're ready. Are you gonna keep it?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, yes. I'm sure.
You think of it as yours, or yours and Dad's?
That's the thing I can't resolve. He says he's not ready, and I want it to be born in Palestine.
And when the day comes and your child asks, who's my father?
I'll say. I couldn't lie then. So sooner or later, I'll have to tell him.
That's you, isn't it, Don? Stalking me. Before you ask, I'm staying. I'm not having it said that some fiend masqueraded as little Lord Fauntleroy was willing to risk his life while I ran away over to England.
You're not doing this course?
Well, I'd have to apply, wouldn't I? So not this year, anyway. I'll keep the centre open and recruit people to keep it going.
That was my plan.
Your plan was to recruit locals.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. I'm up at Queen's University and having trouble fitting in. The arty crowd think I'm just a pothead. I'm thinking about dropping out, heading for California. Then yousens show up. First time I saw you, you were recruiting volunteers. Whatever you said that day seemed to make sense. My God! Something that made sense. So I came and had a look. I'm standing around not sure what to do. When wee Michelle comes up and takes my hand and shows me the painting she's doing. Here, she says, you paint something on it. Really, says I. This here's your painting. Doesn't matter, says she. Put in whatever you like, and if you can't think of anything, I'll help. 6 years old. It was that wee girl recruited me. The total acceptance. See, you don't even realise what you've been doing. You bring the outside world to Belfast. Belfast so inward looking it's blind. The troubles won't be done till Belfast's a place that welcomes the other fella. Becomes inclusive. Was that your plan?
My plan was written on water. It doesn't matter now. You're staying.
You still don't get it, do you? If they let me run the centre, I'll be looking for people from other places. Other ways of looking at the world. Understand? Just no undercover fiends.
All right, Jimmy. Whatever way you want it. Rebecca says I should leave today.
She's not wrong. You got all your stuff with you?
Can't find my passport and wallet. They're in my jacket. I'll just take a walk up the beach.
I'll come back with you.
No. You go back.
Don't get lost now, for God's sake.
Go back. I'll be okay.
Bollocks!
Who's this? Oh, Jimmy, have you seen...
He's coming. Looking for his jacket. You managed to save him to go, seemingly.
Right. Yeah. Jimmy, do you think Elle could get through security at the airport?
Fair chance. What? You want to leave the day? This is sudden.
Actually, Rebecca's been trying to persuade me. But I'm not sure.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to stay on.
What do you mean?
At the centre. We could run it together.
You're staying?
Aye.
Oh, Jimmy, that's great.
I thought you wanted me to get out of here.
No, just do what's right for you. Is it?
It's highly preferable to an ivory tower. For a wee while, anyway. You should do it, Elle. Take your chance and get away.
You'll be on your own.
At last! You just get away from the Belfast bollocks, the fish waves and the cowboys and Indians. There you go. Didn't you always want to see real Indians in India? Now's your chance. Do it. I'll be getting other people in just as good. Better.
Oh, God.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to look for Dan. Can you stay here in case he turns up?
Ach, let him alone. He's on some mission, sure. He refused help to find his coat and ran off. You know, he's not wise.
He needs help.
Good luck with that.
Look, Jimmy, you're wrong about him. He did trust you.
Well, and you're wrong about me. I used to worship that guy. The coolness, the energy, the soft word. There was always something about him. Like he lived in
stick
a bubble.
Him up.
Dan, what?
Is that a real gun?
What the hell are you doing, Dan?
Tell you what, Jimmy. Stay there. I'll give you an even chance. I'll put it between us. Here. Okay. Race you for it.
This is a pretty scabby joke, Dan.
Don't interfere, Becca. No!
Rebecca, don't!
Too late.
Back! Rebecca, I said get back!
Let me have it, Dan.
No! Back! Rebecca, please! I'm serious. I am warning you.
Rebecca, don't. He'll shoot himself.
I will. Further. You shouldn't have done that. Oh, God. Why did you do that?
That's a good one.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Yeah, shut up.
Where'd you find it? In the rock pool? Hidden in the sand? That's going to be full of rust.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
You put a successor in place and find he's just another sectarian bigot.
Your head's away. Where'd you find that gun?
Being told by him I'm not wanted here. Don't you know there's a war on? I came to find peace, balance out the noise, stop this uncivil war in my head.
So, it's all been about you, is that it? Needing a wee bit of therapy to help you through an identity crisis? Why pick on us?
Don't! It's not a joke!
You're right! Where'd you get the gun?
Ezra.
The guy in the UDA?
Wanted rid of it. His mother made him promise. It's a risk, just having it. You know, a gun, an assumed name.
Let's have it.
It begged to be used. Kept on and on. Use me. Use me. But I knew the tristesse that would involve.
Come on. Let's have it.
I was told before I wasn't wanted here. First time there was serious trouble. Falls Road under attack by loyalists in flames. Defence committees being organised from a church. I asked the priest, was there something I could do? When he heard my accent, he turned on me and said, away home and play cricket. What's the point?
Give it up.
So heavy. Here.
Good man. And don't worry, Al. Just a phase I went through. All we have to do is bury the bits a fair way apart. Won't matter if one or even two of them are found. Here. Al. Rebecca. You two, Don.
Yeah, it won't work unless it's all together. Right, Jimmy?
Dead on. Some grey cells still whizzing about in there, hey, fella? Let's do it now.
Like us.
What?
Come on, Dan. Let's have a walk.
Like us, Rebecca. Parts of a whole, the four of us.
I know. But, Dan, all good things come to an end. Let's find a place to bury these.
And bad things continue. Why? Rebecca, you shouldn't have done that. Why did you do that? I could have shot you.
He might have shot you, too.
No, no. You heard him. Some bollocks about tree stairs.
He just needed enough provocation. You were getting close there, you know.
Ah, well. I was just talking to keep the nerves from getting the better of me. I was nervous, all right, but...
Rebecca wasn't.
Yeah. Isn't she the cool one?
Jimmy, if I did stay...
Don't even think about it.
No, wait. The thing is, if I go now, I won't have a chance to look that woman in the eye at the inquest. Tell her the truth about her son. I have to tell her why I still don't regret that he died.
And then?
Then we'll both just have to deal with it. I'm staying.
This meeting Don set up on Tuesday.
Yeah?
He's away home and I could do with some company. Come with me.
Sure thing.
I was home in Dublin that same day. Yes, I did recover. And a year later, after the job in London, I moved to the States, where I started a project in New York and later in Detroit. I'm now head of the Community Arts Partnership, Chicago. Oh, and I call myself Donal again. And I'm married. Three sparky American kids.
Miracles can happen. I stayed on to help relaunch the Community Arts Center in November 72. After 10 months, we handed it over to its new Belfast manager, and I moved to Bombay. Mumbai, as we call it now. I'm a children's author and poverty activist.
Me? Would you believe I'm a professor now? Head of the Conflict Resolution Center, Bradford University. I specialise in the Middle East. I go back to Belfast now and then. Of course I do. Fewer bollocks, as Don would say. But still a ways to go, you know?
In March 1987, Rebecca was killed by the Israeli Defence Forces. She was helping protect a Palestinian family threatened with eviction from their home in the occupied West Bank. Her work as a founding member of the Israel-Palestine State Unity Movement, or IPSUM, is continued today from Jaffa by a growing number of young Palestinians and Jews working together in the occupied territories and Israel, including her daughter Dani. I hate this waiting. Why don't you go?
You haven't said goodbye.
Goodbye.
I need to phone your mother. Okay, I'll do it now. Come in, Al.
Sure.
Have fun, girls.
Jimmy, you don't have to worry about Mr. Jameson. His name's Dennis, by the way. He knows about you.
What do you mean?
He asked me if there was anything I knew that would stop him recommending you for the job.
What did you say?
I said no, there wasn't. Not a thing.
Right. So when you say he knows about me?
Well, he sprung it on me. He said, Jimmy's a homosexual, isn't he?
Oh my God.
No, I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Well, you didn't confirm it, did you?
I asked him how he knew.
You asked him? You stupid bastard.
It took me by surprise. I'm really sorry.
I don't believe this. So what did Mr... What did Dennis say?
He said, tell him not to worry, but keep it quiet. Otherwise, his retirement would come sooner than he'd planned and your career with the Education Authority would be a short one.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, when you meet Mr. Jameson...
Dennis.
Dennis.
Don't mention it.
Yeah.
Listen, could be the last time we see each other. So I'll say it now to you and no one else. I envy the depth and breadth of your Fenian poetry and drama and music.
What are you talking about? You have poets, playwrights, musicians. Come on, Van the Man.
Sure, our national culture is skin deep. It's all no surrender, banging the lambeg drum.
It'll change.
Not quick enough for me.
You should learn Irish.
I'm already fluent. Pogue Mahone. Ah, they're back.
Speak to her.
All fixed. She's meeting you off the plane. Delighted you're going home early.
Is that the one?
It must be nearly time. No, it's for London.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
I know. Let's do a story round.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'll start. There was once a boy named Danny. His father had been to war. His grandfather had been to war. And so on back through the generations. But when Danny became a man, there was no war his country wanted to send him to. So he decided to find a war himself to carry on the family tradition. He packed his bag and... Jimmy?
He packed his bag and... He crossed the sea. The pipes were calling to him from a land where there was fierce fighting. There was bombing and shooting. People were being murdered and blown up and beaten up and tarred and feathered and tied to lampposts. And no one knew how to stop it, including Donnie. So he... L.
So he... made some friends, and they found an empty building and invited all the children in the neighbourhood to come and make things there. They made music and plays and costumes. They painted the walls and called it Rainbow's End. And then they made a dragon. The dragon was so big, the children used it like a playhouse. They could enter its enormous mouth, avoiding its sharp teeth, and make a big giggly heap inside it. Until one day, Dan...
Until one day, a small boy entered the mouth of the dragon, and suddenly the dragon choked. It was alive. It heaved and gagged, and with a fiery cough, it cannonballed the boy to the other side of the hall. And it started to eat all the children, one by one, until there were none left.
Dan!
Sticking out. That's a cracker. So he tells him.
One by one.
Becca, what's the matter?
Rebecca?
Okay, hon?
No. I'm okay. It's a story me mum told about the war in Palestine. 1948. One by one. Soldiers walked into a Palestinian village and lined up all the young men. They forced the rest of the villagers to watch. The old men, women, even the children. And they shot the young men dead, one by one. Then they took some of the women and children and shut them up in a house. Before they locked the doors, the soldiers threw in grenades. They didn't look to see if anyone survived. They walked away. The rest of the village fled that night. Oh, sorry. It's the last time we're all together. Us. And here's me putting a real downer on it. No. Hang on. It's important. Something we have to promise to each other. It's the road we mustn't take. Staying human no matter what the cost. Because that's what we're all about, isn't it? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Passengers for the 8:20 flight to Dublin should now go to gate 3.
That's it. That's my plane. Oh, shit. Okay, let's do this thing. Jimmy.
Don.
I think you know I'm not well. So, all that stuff...
Nothing to worry about. Just no more feckin' tomfoolery over guns, eh?
Bye, Jimmy.
Thanks, big fella. For everything.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, El. You saved my life.
A debt repaid. Keep in touch.
Yeah.
Jimmy and I will be in the van, Rebecca.
Right. I'll see you in a minute. So, Dan. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Rebecca.
I love you for everything you've inspired in me. If I do any good in my life, it'll be in your memory. Sorry, that sounds like you died.
I did. I'll revive.
I know you will. Find a place you belong.
Passengers for the 8:20 flight to Dublin, please go to gate 3.
Gotta go. Bye, Rebecca. Take care.
Bye, Dan. Bye. Bye.
Our busy lives meant I had less and less contact with Rebecca. I knew about our daughter, Danny. I saw her one time, as a baby. It was a bit early for me to appreciate her. Before the funeral, though, she got in touch and I flew over one more time to meet this remarkable young woman, carrying on her mother's work. Now, when things are tough, we Skype. We keep each other up to the mark, like Rebecca would have wanted. Staying human. Taking the longer road.
You've been listening to The Longer Road by Patrick O'Connor. Dan was played by Benjamin Steele, Rebecca by Rachel Jane Rhodes, Jimmy by Stephen MJ Lafferty, and Elle by Anna Hallis-Smith. The Soldier was played by Scott Lindsay, and Guitar Accompaniment was by Mike Aries. Incidental music was composed and arranged and played by Paul McElwain, and soundscapes and effects were created by Robbie Burgess. The Longer Road was directed by Patrick O'Connor.